In the film business, sometimes just a single image can sell a whole movie. Halle Berry in a tight leather jumpsuit, holding a whip. Meow! Halle Berry is the new Catwoman, following the lineage of Bertha Kitt, Lee Merriweather, Judith Newmar, Michelle Pfeiffer. Weekend Editions entertainment commentator Elvis Mitchell joins us. Continuing the lineage. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
It's just my hair, isn't it? Is that what makes you think of the whip? The way my hair snakes around my beautiful, luminously photographed skin here on Weekend Edition?
Not Catwoman. You know, she used to be Batman's foil. Can she carry a whole film? I can't believe I've asked that question, but there you go.
Well, me either, but let's just flip over all the cards. I'm sure she could carry an entire movie. It's just that nobody bothered to write one around her. It's kind of a ridiculously silly premise, and it's kind of funny because given that this is a year of movies like Troy and King Arthur, where they choose to demythify, if you will, bigger stories with Catwoman, there's too much mythology. I mean, there's origin stories everywhere. I guess stuff left over from Daredevil and The Fugitive. And I guess young girls everywhere will think, you know, if I'm doused with sewage waste and shot out of a building, I too can become Catwoman.
What's the story of the film?
Well, she plays a put-upon graphic artist who stumbles onto an evil secret, this cosmetics firm, and is killed but is reborn as Catwoman.
I have a question, Elvis, an industry question. Halle Berry could, I imagine, do pretty much anything she wanted to at this point.
This is anything.
Well, I was going to say, including the Anne Frank story, if she really wanted to press a point. Why does she choose this Catwoman?
She'd be far more credible as Anne Frank than she is in this. It's fascinating, if only because this is an historic moment. She's probably the highest paid African-American actress in the history of motion pictures. And this is the biggest budget movie ever to be built around an African-American female protagonist. And there are so many hopes invested in it. And when you see it, you can kind of feel a letdown from the audiences because people so much want to see Halle Berry succeed. And there are bits she does, sort of light comic bits, where she kind of finds her inner feline, if you will, and some of her toying around with Benjamin Bratt, who's certainly, you know, competent, I guess. But when you see a movie with basically sort of two actors of color with this kind of budget, you really want to see something better than this for them. Because you know what will happen is if it eventually fails, and let's just say, you know, there's nobody betting for this movie in Vegas this weekend, you just wonder how that's going to count against Halle Berry, if it's going to be two strikes instead of just one.
Elvis, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Our entertainment commentator, Elvis Mitchell, speaking from New York.